Since early May, the San Antonio Independent School District has been offering free Zumba classes one day per week at Edison High School as part of the city's Fit Family Challenge. The program is now at each of the district's high schools. Zumba instructor Lukeisha Lewis is here at Rogers Elementary, leading about 30 women in the high-energy dancing. They move from Edison to Rogers for the larger gym space. This is all funded through a three-year, $1.5 million PEP grant, which stands for Physical Education for Progress, from the Department of Education to reduce obesity and diabetes. Roger Rodriguez is the senior health coordinator for SAISD. He says the district is the only one in the country that has Zumbatomics in each of its schools.
We are trying to get the community family component where kids exercise and their families exercise. That's the main reason we're supporting this. We're trying to get the families to be part of what's going on in school.
He adds each of the district's PE teachers will be certified in Zumba so it can be incorporated into the lesson plan.
The forecast is to have as many schools doing Zumba with the community as possible.
The SAISD is working with the Bexar County Health Collaborative to offer the free classes to the communities surrounding the high schools and later middle schools and elementary schools on certain nights throughout the week. Rita Hernandez is a program manager and trainer for the Health Collaborative.
I really do see it going to every single school in the SAISD. That's what I oversee. But again, it's just a matter of funders. I think what they're going to see is this is amazing. This is huge. Let's get it done. And then we'll be at all the schools. And it helps with all the elementary schools because they're already all Zumba certified.
While the PE instructors will teach students Zumba during the day, instructors with the Health Collaborative will lead the after-school version. SAISD trustee Olga Hernandez has been participating in the Edison Communities class since it began. She started the push for the community participation aspect through the board.
We had the title of Fattest City at one point, and we just decided, hey, we want to do something about that. And if it rubs off on the parents and the community, it rubs down to the kids. And, better, more exercise for our kids means they're more alert. They're more attentive in class, and it's just good for everybody all the way around.
The after-school program seems to already be working for the community. Mary Lucio and Diane Cabrera are friends who attend the class together. Cabrera says since the summer, it has pushed her to exercise more and embrace an active lifestyle.
I started my diet since May, Zumba at my house. So when I heard they had Zumba Edison, so I started doing Zumba every day. So I do Zumba at home, Zumba here, so I used to weigh 210 pounds. I'm weighing 167. So, she could tell you.
Lucio agrees and says they often participate in activities of their own at Edison High School.
Yeah, I was hesitant to come because I didn't know how it was going to be. I thought it was going to be too fast, but I liked it. It's good. It's good. It gets you excited. It gets you pumped. And usually after this, we go home, make dinner real fast, and then we go walk at Edison for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
The program is about to start its second year. The free classes are offered at each of the district's high schools and will likely be offered at middle schools over the next year. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.